Welcome. In this lesson, we'll build a total science noise sweep in Ableton Live 12 for 90s Inspire Darkness. The goal is a layered, performable sweep you can drop under breaks, transitions, or use as an atmospheric bed under drops, using only Live 12 stock devices and a modern workflow. What we're making: a multi-layered noise sweep rack that combines a bright resonant high-end sweep with a gritty low rumble. We'll use pitch modulation, filter automation, saturation, and spectral texture to get that classic brooding 90s feel. The rack will expose four macros for performance: sweep, tone, dirt, and space, and include an optional gated variant and a reverse layer for tension. Let's dive into the step-by-step. Project setup: set your tempo to 170-175 BPM. Create one audio track for the final sweep output and two MIDI tracks for layered noise generators. Keep master headroom at about -6 dB. Layer 1. Bright resonance sweep on a new MIDI track load operator. Set oscillator to noise level around -6 dB. Disable the other operators or keep B as a very low level sign for subtle FM if you want. Route the output through an audio effect rack and create two chains, bright and reverse. We'll add the reverse later. Insert auto filter after operator and use a 24 dB low pass or a band pass for a nasal 90s character. Start the cutoff around 6 kHz and push resonance into the 3-6 range. That resonant peak is key. Add a touch of drive if needed. Follow the filter with EQ8, high shelf +2 to +4 dB above 8 kHz if you need sizzle, and a low cut around 200-400 hertz so this layer sits airy. Add saturator with a soft sine curve. Drive 2-4 dB and dry slash wet between 30-60% for grit. Send around 10-25% to a hybrid reverb return. Set pre-delay to -20 ms, size 40-60% and decay 2-3 seconds for a long dark tail. Automate the auto filter cutoff to sweep for the characteristic total science noise sweep in Ableton Live 12 for 90s Inspired Darkness. Move the cutoff from roughly 8 kHz down to 1.22 kHz over 2/8 bars. Slightly increase resonance as it moves toward the climax. Layer 2. Low rumble and body on a second MIDI track load operator or simpler. For a sub-rumble, use a sine or triangle pitch down -24 to -48 semitones. Add a very low level of noise if you like. Feed this through an auto filter low pass with cutoff around 600-1200 hertz and gentle resonance of 1-2. After filter, add saturator with a medium curve for color, then redux for light bit reduction. Try a bit rate that yields grit without destroying the sub, around 8-12 kHz downsample. Use EQ8 to low pass tightly at 800-1000 hertz and boost 80-150 hertz by a couple dB to anchor sub harmonics. Glue compressor settings to glue the rumble, threshold around -20 to -30 dB, ratio 2:1, attack 10-30 ms, release 0.20.6 s. Automate the pitch transpose slowly by +2-6 semitones across the sweep to create tension. Reverse and accent layer optional but signature, duplicate the bright chain, or record and freeze and flatten a portion of the bright noise, then reverse the audio clip. Place the reverse so it builds into the transient, and add a low pass sweep moving toward the hit. Add echo set to fast sync, 1/16, 1/32, with moderate feedback to smear into the hit. Automate volume so the reverse swells into the main sweep climax. Texture and modulation: add grain delay sparingly on the bright chain with tiny pitch randomness 3 to +3 cents and dry slash wet 10-20% for micro graininess. Use frequency shifter for subtle instability, a few cents of movement, and map that amount to a macro. Automate utility width from wide down to around 60% or mono at the climax to focus energy. Macro mapping and rack setup: group bright, low, and reverse chains into a single rack and map four macros. Macro 1, sweep, map to auto filter cutoff on both chains. Scale ranges so the bright cutoff moves further and the low cutoff moves more subtly. Macro 2, tone, map to chain volume so turning it right brings in brightness, left emphasizes low rumble. Macro 3, dirt, map to saturator drive, redux settings and a small mid boost on EQ to add bite. Macro 4, space, map to hybrid reverb size slash decay and echo dry slash wet or send amount. Performance and tempo choices: decide whether the sweep is free running or tempo synced. For classic feel, use a slower free sweep over 2/8 bars. For tight transitions, use quantized clip automation. Draw a non-linear curve, slow at the start and accelerating into the climax. This slow start, fast finish motion sells the tension. Final glue and context: route both chains to a bus return for final glue. On the bus, Use a QA to carve problem bands. A glue compressor set gently threshold around minus 18 dB, ratio 2:1, attack 10 ms, release 0.4 s, and a final saturator for color. Add a utility gain macro so you can fade the sweep in and out without clipping. Test the sweep with your drums and bass, and not your cut highs if it interferes with hats or snares. Creative finishing touches for rhythmic movement. Sidechain the sweep to the kick or gate it to the breakbeat for a pumping feel. Add a narrow band pass sweep around 2/4 kHz for a sneering 90s flavor. Automate redux to increase bit crush in the last half of the sweep for extra lo-fi edge. Common mistakes to avoid: don't push resonance so far that the sweep rings or whistles. Avoid oversaturating the highs. Tame anything above 10 kHz with EQ when distortion increases. Keep the low layer mono to prevent phase issues on club systems. When mapping macros, set custom min/max ranges per device. One macro driving everything equally will sound unnatural. And always check for masking. Carve a few notches where drums and bass sit. Pro tips: consider a band pass on the bright layer around 2/6 kHz for that nasal 90s darkness instead of only a low pass. Map the sweep macro to resonance, reverb pre-delay and delay feedback in small amounts. Correlated movement sells the sweep. Subtle pitch modulation on the low layer gives an authentic analog instability. When you reverse audio, add a small high cut and reverb to mimic vinyl reverse reverb from the era. Save your rack, STS noise sweep Lev 12 and create variants like BP or reverse heavy for fast recall. Mini practice exercise: create a 4-bar total science noise sweep in Lev 12 and drop it under your break. Use two layers, bright operator noise with auto filter BP and low operator sine with redux. Map both auto filter cutoffs to macro 1. Sweep macro 1 across 4 bars from high to low, and set macro 2 to shift tone from bright to low as the sweep progresses. Send 18% to hybrid reverb with decay around 2.4 seconds. Export the 4-bar result and check it against your drums, then adjust EQ to prevent masking. Recap: you now have a repeatable workflow to make a total science noise sweep in Ableton Live 12 for 90s inspired darkness. Layer a bright resonant noise with a tight mono low rumble. Automate auto filter cutoff and resonance, add grit with saturator and redux. Texture with grain delay and frequency shifter, and tie it together in a rack with sweep, tone, dirt and space macros for performance. Keep resonance controlled, low-end mono, and reverb tails tasteful. Extra coach notes: practical extensions listen for the resonant peak that draws the ear in the 1.55 kHz band. The perceived suck or push creates tension even without big SPL changes. If CPU becomes an issue with hybrid reverb, grain delay or frequency shifter, freeze or resample complex chains and use single reverb returns for all sweep chains. When mapping one macro to many devices, use custom mapping ranges so each device reacts differently and musically. For automation curves, aim for slow start, faster finish. An exponential curve or a mapped LFO with a custom shape helps. Keep the sub layer strictly mono, and widen only the bright layer with short Haas delays or controlled echo offsets. If resonance rings, slightly reduce resonance and compensate with a narrow EQ bell to keep character without harshness. Use quick sidechain or dynamic EQing to prevent masking of drums and bass. Finally, export multiple stems. High only, low only, reverse only, so you can quickly drop different variants into arrangements or DJ sets. Save presets with descriptive names and map macros to MIDI for live controller push performance. That's it. Build your rack, experiment with ranges, commit good versions to audio, and keep a small library of sweep stems for rapid arrangement. Have fun and let that classic dark 90s pressure sit under your next drop.